earth, sky.
To my knowledge, this is the first time we're talking about negotiating an international agreement that's fundamentally based on our ability to use the satellite data.
You're listening to Doug Morton of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. He's talking about how images taken by the Landsat satellite are used as the scientific basis for an agreement under negotiation at the UN Climate Change Conference in December of 2010. The agreement is called RED, short for Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Forest Degradation, specifically in tropical forests.
Degradation in this case largely refers to logging, forest fires, and even fuelwood collection that occurs in tropical forests.
Morton uses Landsat images spanning 40 years to see where forests are cleared and whether they've grown back. Tropical forests store a huge amount of carbon, and Morton's research suggests that deforestation is responsible for 12% of all greenhouse gas emissions from human activity. Morton said if RED is included in a new climate treaty, Landsat and other satellites will be used to monitor countries' progress in slowing deforestation.
Fundamentally, we have to be able to know whether the rates of forest changes have increased or decreased compared to past periods. And that's where the Landsat archive comes into play.
I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.